Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
My boss hit my line with an angry text saying something about B90X. I said wrestling. Well, I'm going to wrestling. Then my phone blew up with a couple alarms. I got bets to make. I got worms to farm. I said wrestling. I'm going to wrestling. I'm a wrestling son of a bitch from a worm farm down on the Mississippi. And if you got a problem with the way I live, you could catch a chest chop then a super kick. Yeah, R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is wrestling, and we are here in New York City. And, buddy, this is and it is always an honor when we get any WWE guest, any big-time wrestler, but we have somebody sitting on top of the wrestling world right now. Tell them who we got.
Listen, we have got the WWE champion. Are you mad? Oh, Brandon, don't you dare be sour. Clap for your WWE champion and feel the power. Big E, what are you telling me, brother?
It's beautiful. I don't think you can top an intro. That's the energy. That's beautiful. Beautifully done, sir.
I was frankly worried if we were going to have the right energy for this because it's Big E. And, you know, I'm a 42-year-old man, but thank God you're here.
No, 100%. This is my guy. I'm telling you, from NXT, from the singlet, from when he was wearing knee pads. You know them way there. This is my guy. Listen, Big E, my first question to you, yeah, how does it feel to have a bigger chest than Vince McMahon's bank account? Because honestly, honestly, that's the biggest chest I've ever seen. You've heard of Manchester, right, in the UK?
Yeah, of course.
You put the chest in Manchester. That's what you do. I'm telling you, brother.
I see what you did there. Look, I mean, I guess I've learned to accept the chest thing. To me, it's very normal because it's attached to my body at all times. I'm very used to it. But people seem to still, it's a thing still. So, yeah, I mean, it's a healthy chest. It's a very healthy chest.
Yeah, and I was even saying before, sorry, Brandon, but I was even saying before, like, even for a big guy, you move like you were doing Lucha Libre before you came to WWE. Like the hips. I know on the dance floor, you're the guy. No one in WWE is doing you on the dance floor. Alicia Keys.
I don't know how to dance. I have loose hips, so I like to swivel them around, but I don't really know what I'm doing.
Can I just slow the energy down for a little bit? This is my show, for God's sake.
I do apologize.
This is Expressions, and Expressions is very new to the company, and he's a gigantic wrestling fan. I told him last night, we're going to have Big E tomorrow, and he said, what time, fam? And I don't know what fam means, but he said that, and he just showed up and took over the show. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, bro, this is my guy. I'm telling you. This is the big deal for me.
So, Big E, Survivor Series in Barclays Center this weekend. I know throughout your entire career, you must have thought what it would be like once you become WWE champion. Has it lived up to your expectations?
Yeah, man. So it's been busy. It's been hectic. And in many ways, like, I think, all right, I've been around for a little bit. I'm not brand new. So I didn't think there'd be this big of a jump in just the way people respond to you, the responsibilities. But there is a very real difference. And, you know, in many ways, I think of the championship as a passport because it's just opened doors for me that I would not have had open to me before. Like being able to do Fury, Wilder, doing the intros for that as a fight fan, as a boxing fan, like that's a bucket list. And on the same day, getting to go back to Iowa City to see my alma mater, I played for the same head coach, the defensive coordinator recruited me 17 years ago to see them have one of the biggest home wins ever. I've just been able to do all these really incredible things. And I know we have some more things on the horizon. Life has been hectic. I'm just constantly moving and doing things. But even like you mentioned the UK shows, we're in the UK And I mean, I'm so grateful for the fact that I'm the guy now who's closing the shows. You know, it's me and Bobby in these street fights. And I'm the guy now who grabs the mic and sends my regards to the crowd and glad hands and takes pictures with everyone. So it's been like, there's a real increase in responsibility and visibility, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Listen, he was out there. He was out there for like the show finished. And he was out there for at least half an hour to 45 minutes, literally walking around the whole thing, taking photos with everyone.
Did you get your everyone. Picture? Did you get your picture taken with him?
Yeah, no. Nah, you know what it was? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously, you said I'm new to the company. And if Barstool hooked me up, maybe I would have been able to meet him in person. But yeah, Pete Dunne hooked me up. Big up Pete Dunne. He hooked me up with my tickets. So yeah, I didn't get to meet him. But look, I'm here now.
Yeah, you're here now.
I was front row. I got a video of him.
Okay, well, listen, I'm gonna make sure that you meet Big E, okay? I'm gonna hook that up right now. I will talk to him later. He doesn't have to be a part of this.
Yeah.
But listen, which goal comes after winning the WWE title? Because for your entire career, this is a future world champion. This is a future champion. Now you're the champion. Which goal comes next?
Man, I guess maybe it's because I'm an MMA fan, a combat sports fan. So I like to think of, you know, like an Israel Adesanya who like cleans out the division. And that's kind of how I'm approaching it. Like, I want to be the one to, you know, the people who talk about, you know, you talk about super fights and doing these things, unifying the titles, whatever. But I really like the concept of, let me just build this resume. You know, I beat Bobby Lashley for the title, beaten Drew in a title match. These are former world champions. I love the idea of, man, keep bringing me the best. I want Kevin Owens, another former world champion. Mm-hmm. I want to have a banger of a match with him for the title. Same thing with Seth Rollins. Like, that's my goal, is let me keep beating these guys who've been at the very top and who are used to that. And I feel like that's going to add more to my reign when I've, like, gone through this list of the very best. But I also want to be in the ring with incredible guys. Like imagine, I got to have an opportunity. We had a few minutes, me and Chad Gable. But imagine Chad Gable. Proper build and you know, getting him to that point. And then we have a program, a guy like Cesaro, even though we're on a different brand, just these guys who are incredibly talented. So as much as I want to keep being in the ring and having these title matches with former world champions, also these guys that I'm a fan of that I think are incredible in the ring and having been, you know, elevated to that position, I want to continue to have matches with those types too for the title. So that's really my goal, is just to, you know, keep adding to that resume.
Okay, you talk about resume, you talk about big fights. It gets no bigger in 2021 than Barclays Center, Big E, Roman Reigns. I mean, that's as big of a resume builder as you can have. What are we looking at on Sunday?
Man, I'm so excited. And I can't take a single thing away from what Roman's done this last year and change. He's done an incredible job reinventing himself, his presentation, what he's done in the ring. Like, he's always been that good in the ring. He's always, like, been there, but just the tweaks he's made in his character, he's on another level right now. So for me, man, I'm honored to have this opportunity. But in the same vein, like, I feel like I belong here, and I think it's just a great opportunity for us to do something that people remember for a while, for a long time. So that's my goal, is to kill it.
Can you do me a favor? I went to SmackDown at MSG a couple of months ago, and I was luckily sitting front row, and I was sitting there with my daughter, and we were enjoying the show and everything. And Roman came out. Roman did his intro. You know, Roman's intro takes about 2.5 hours.
And you mean, so, the entrance, yeah.
Yeah, he did it. He did a slow ass walk down the ramp a little bit. Apparently, he's got osteoporosis or something. Anyway, he gets all the way down there, and he stops at the bottom, and I might have said something. I might have chirped him, and he turned slowly, looked dead at me, and he just said, "You're old." That's all he said. He said, "You're old." So will you please whip his ass this weekend for me?
I got you. How dare you?
Nah. But if he's really going to whip his ass for a real reason, after what he done to King Woods on SmackDown, nah. After what he done to King Woods, and he took the crown as well, so SmackDown hasn't happened again for me to know if he's got it back. But King Woods, he's taken the crown, beat down Sir Kofi Kingston, the Hand of the King as well. I love the New Day. I'm not going to lie. Kofi had his run as WWE champion. You've had you're having your run right now, and we love to see it. And Woods has won King of the Ring. You're all still dominating after so many years, and I just love to see it. I remember when you first came out with the choir sketches and things like that, and then you came, and then the fans weren't really feeling it, and it was New Day sucks, and it turned to New Day rocks. And then now, for year after year, you lot have just been dominating. I love to see the fact that you lot are getting your singles pushes and none of you are just like, none of you are lackeys. You all got your own thing going on. I love to see that. But how do you, I got a question.
No, okay.
So being a singles competitor now, like, because obviously I know they're on SmackDown and you're on Raw and it was vice versa before the draft. Do you prefer, like, because it's new, well, it's new to you because you've been with the New Day so long. Do you prefer to be a singles competitor and have your singles run, or do you prefer to be in the New Day faction and winning tag team titles? Like, what would you say? Because I know they're your friends and you're very close.
Yeah, no, those are my guys. To me, the ideal scenario is us being on the same show and we're still doing what we're doing now, but just on the same show. Because, obviously, like, this has been the best time in my career. Being world champion, this I wouldn't trade that for anything, for you know, anything in wrestling. So that's definitely, like, I'm really loving this run. I'm enjoying it. And as much as we've done together, like, there was like, I think it was about like a year and a half ago, I kind of got to this point where, not that I was bored being a part of the New Day, I love those guys, but I just love the idea of doing something different, of having a challenge. And that's what I'm so glad, like, being able, even though I didn't love the idea of us being on different shows, I think being on SmackDown alone allowed me to get comfortable alone, to get comfortable going out and promos on my own, forming an identity in and of, you know, just on my own. So I think it was definitely a positive thing. And I, you know, at some point, I'm sure we'll go back to doing some tag stuff, but I like this role now, and I want to stay world champion, and I want to continue doing single stuff, but I just wish we were all together on the same show.
Yeah, well, we like the theme music as well. We need to keep that. Obviously, I've heard the New Day theme music for so long. I love the intro and that. But your Wale theme music, he killed it. He smashed it. He smashed it. We love that. We just need you some pyro. Get Big E pyro.
You're right.
We want Big E to have pyro. Bring the powder back. Bring it back. You know what I mean? Do it all. We want something. Yeah? Bring it. We need him. He's WWE champion. Give him pyro.
You know?
I didn't do it, man.
Yeah, well, get Vinnie Mac on the phone. I'll tell him.
Go ahead. Sorry, Vinnie.
We could use some pyro. We could use some pyro. But you're right, man. Wale killed it. And I'm so glad. Like, as soon as I found out that they wanted a singles song from me, before they could get the sentence out, it was Wale. Like, let's find Wale. If we can do it, let's do it. And you're right. He ripped it.
So, over the years, all right, you've been doing live events. You've been doing Raws. You've been doing SmackDowns with New Day. And your intro is iconic. Don't you dare be sour. Take us out on the road. Have you ever screwed that up?
My fear is getting the wrong city, especially if we're on tour and it's like, hey, we're 4 or 5 shows in a row. I learned from R-Truth. R-Truth once got the city wrong. I think we were in Green Bay and he said Milwaukee or vice versa. And he didn't intend to. And I'm pretty sure he got booed. So from then I was scared straight. I said, make sure to know the city. So I don't think I've ever messed it up. I might have messed up. There was one time I think I might have gotten the wrong number of reigns because I couldn't. We got to a certain point because there's a weird point where, like, we counted. Remember, I don't know if you remember when the Street Profits and Kofi and Woods exchanged titles.
Yeah,
right.
And they counted that. That is like an extra reign because it was a different show. So there was a time where I couldn't remember how many reigns. So I think I got the number of title reigns wrong once, but that's about it.
One of the great things New Day would do is you guys would, like, get people in the ring, like, after a live event or after a show, and you would have them dance. Like, I remember videos of Triple H and Stephanie dancing and everything. I remember all those.
Who's the best one?
Who was your who's your dream person to get in there and make them dance uncomfortably in front of an audience?
The best choices for that are always the people who you never see dance. They're always serious. I think Taker would be perfect for it.
Yeah.
He's so out of his element. That would be perfect. Undertaker.
Do you think Taker would do it? Or do you think he would refuse?
He probably would refuse. We'd need to, like, block off the exits. We'd need to make sure to surround him so he couldn't leave. But he'd probably just end up, you know, trying to choke some us all or something. But yeah, we find a way.
So you kind of mentioned this earlier. I was going to ask this question. You mentioned Cesaro and Chad Gable, but who have you not wrestled yet that you want to get in the ring with?
Edge. And I know, like, Edge is a babyface too, but he's been on such an incredible run, and the stuff he did with Rollins, that whole trilogy was so good. And then their match at Crown Jewel, well, was incredible as well. Instant classic. But Edge, and then also, honestly, my number one, my real number one, is, I've said it 1,000 times, was Goldberg. There's something very full circle. I'm not saying we would have the greatest match of all time. But
about 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. That's all we need. Give me 2 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll be a one minute man for that match. I'll need to put rounds into that. But the fact, the opportunity to wrestle, this man was my childhood hero. 100. I met him over 20 years ago at a signing. I still have the 8x10 up in my house in the closet that he gave to me, that he signed for me years ago. So I know this is something very full circle about it, and the fact that it's even possible is dope. So I would love to have one. Give me 90 seconds of a match.
But you were saying, like, with Edge, obviously you're both baby faces. Like, would you like to turn heel? Because obviously we haven't seen you heel in a while. You know what I mean? We haven't seen you heel in a while. Like, obviously when you had knee pads and that, Dolph Ziggler, you know what I'm saying? Like, we remember AJ and that. But so, like, obviously I like what you're doing now, but is being heel, like, is that something you'd like to do again, maybe?
I think at some point. I don't think anytime soon. I'm honestly just really enjoying being liked. It's nice.
Yeah, 100%.
And then just the reaction from the crowds, especially, man, Indianapolis was so good. And those moments, man, I'm really enjoying. Plus, when I look at the roster, I feel like there are more options that I like right now on the heel side. So I just I think being a babyface is kind of what I'm going to do for the foreseeable future.
We got a few more questions for you. We're talking to the WWE champion, Big E, ahead of Survivor Series, which is this Sunday on Peacock. It is going to be epic. It's going to be headlined by the WWE champion, Big E, against the WWE Universal champion, Roman Reigns. It's going to be awesome. And you kind of mentioned this earlier, but you were able to go to Iowa City for game day earlier this year. And then after you left and after that week, Iowa football fell apart once again. Your thoughts?
I don't like the way you phrased that. I watched that Purdue game and it was not pretty. So you're not entirely wrong there. But we've righted the ship a little bit. You know, we won the last two, beating Minnesota. That's a quality win. I'll take that. Look, I thought we were in the driver's seat to win the Big Ten West. It appears now that Wisconsin is and probably will. But, it was ugly. It was ugly, I'll be honest.
I apologize, X. I had to talk real football there for a second.
Well, that's not real football. Football's what? Yeah, I mean, football's the ball's around where I'm from. You know what I mean? It's not called soccer. It's called football.
Well, that's fine.
You're talking about rugby. That's what you're talking about.
I got a very kind of big picture question for you, Big E. You are now, I consider you on top of the wrestling industry. The WWE champion is on top of the wrestling industry. Where do you think the wrestling industry is as a whole right now? Coming out of the pandemic, coming out of what we are, the crowds are back. They're hot. Everything's good. Where's the wrestling industry as a whole right now from your viewpoint?
I think we're in a good spot, man. I honestly, you know, people will feel the way they want to feel. I think as far as competition is concerned, I think it brings out the best in everyone. I think it makes us step up our game. At least it should. You know, and so I think that's great. I think having options is great. And also, man, I have so many friends and people that I respect and admire that are doing that are getting the opportunity to get paid well, to be on TV, to do the thing that they love. So how can you ever be mad at that? That's just my perspective. And, you know, there are a lot of people who just are into who love the pot stirring between, you know, when you see WWE talent tweeting about AEW talent or vice versa. There are people who are very much into that. So I think that's a good thing. I think giving people an option is a good thing. So I like where the industry is at. I think, you know, I still think we can do more to get ourselves out there. And I think a big part of becoming a star and becoming bigger names is doing more. Like, I've loved doing Fury Wilder, doing the Iowa stuff. Yeah. And I'd love to see more of our talent. And I think we're doing a good job of that. But I'd love to see more talent in these, you know, doing SNL and doing all, you know, just doing crossover stuff. Because seeing Batista, seeing Cena, seeing Rock just kill it in Hollywood, I think has been good for wrestling. And it helps break down that stigma of what wrestlers are, you know, because people start to understand, oh, these guys truly understand how to be great entertainers. They get how to connect with crowds. And I think it's a good thing. So, yeah, I think the industry's in a good place.
Have you ever thought about the Hollywood route for yourself?
I have, but it's easy to say, like, yeah, I'm going to go to Hollywood and become a huge movie star. Easier said than done. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to it. I think at its essence, I've really loved entertaining people. I have a ton of fun doing that. And voice work is kind of the thing that I'm putting more of my chips into. I got to do an Adult Swim show called Laser Wolf, which I love. Vince Staples, Quinta Brunson, Reginald Bell Johnson's on the show. So I'd love to do more animated stuff, more voice work, things like that. And I'm open to conventional acting as well.
That's what I'm saying, because on the WWE Network, you lot have got a lot of different things that you do. You entertain in and outside the ring, because like, I've seen like the shows out, the bump, like the traveling, like the table for fours and stuff like that. You guys, you and the New Day I'm talking about, are very entertaining. Like, so we definitely think Hollywood's something that, well, something that I'd definitely love to see you in. Come on, you can do it. And also, this is the most important question of this whole interview. Yeah?
Okay, well, fuck me.
Yeah? This is the most important question of the whole interview. Do you need a manager?
Good Lord, man.
And I'm talking about in-ring manager, nothing to do with his finances. You know what I mean? I'm good on the mic. I could take a super kick, a tombstone. I could take it all.
You know what? We can at least let's go with a trial run. You know, I'm not gonna guarantee you anything, but let's bring you in for a couple shows.
I work for free, man, like Morgan. Yeah, that's me. I work for free.
Yeah.
Bucket list business. Yeah, let's go.
Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, I didn't realize your appearance today was just to get yourself a job somewhere else.
No. Less
of that. I thought we were partners in this.
No, boss do business.
All right. Yeah. All right. Listen, Biggie. So you've been very gracious with your time. Survivor Series, one of the big four pay-per-views in the history of WWE. You are now headlining Survivor Series this week. What's it going to feel like jumping in that ring? You're looking across at Roman Reigns, who's, again, been on the run of his career. You're on the run of your career. This is truly a clash of titans on Sunday in Barclays Center.
Nah, it's going to be incredible, man. I'm excited about it. Like you said, you know, it's not – it used to – you know, the focus was brand versus brand, champion versus champion. But now with the stuff the Bloodline did to Kofi and Woods, I think it definitely has added some more fuel to that fire. So, man, this is the biggest match of my career. You know, I've been doing this for over 12 years, and this is the single biggest night. So I'm excited about it. And to do it here in New York, which for me feels like it's the mecca of pro wrestling. You know, so many of the roots of our company, of WWE, are here in New York. So, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me and Brandon were talking off camera about the championships. And I was telling him, the lineage of the WWE championship and then obviously the Universal Championship. So if they make you come out first in Survivor Series, yeah, you're the man. Yeah, you should be coming out last. Yeah, the main event. Yeah. So if they make you come out first and then Roman has his 25-minute entrance and you're sat in that ring, make sure you tell him, hurry up. Say, come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. You know what I mean? Because sometimes his entrances are longer than the Divas matches. But we move.
Okay. Yes. If I go out first, I'll make sure to bring a sandwich. I'll bring some snacks so that I can
bring that thing,
a lawn chair,
put your
so
feet
I can sit
in.
Down. I'll refuel and energize while I wait for him to get to the ring.
100%.
First of all, you didn't explain the lineage to me. I knew the lineage already.
No. I was telling you, he's the man. You know,
I know he's the man.
Like Aloe Black. You know,
I know he's the man.
I'm telling you.
Okay. All right. Listen, we got Survivor Series on Sunday, but I bet just knowing, you know, a guy that is driven as you, you already got your eye towards WrestleMania coming up next year. You already got your eyes towards these big shows down the road. What's up next for Big E?
Man, that's a great question. I try to just worry about what's in front of me right now, but you know, at one point I looked around, it's like, man, I think I'm involved in six different feuds, whether it's Roman, it's Kevin Owens, there's Seth Rollins. For some reason, Otis decided to stare me in the eye, you know, a week ago or so. So there's a lot on the plate right now. I would love just for WrestleMania, it would be great to have a fresh, incredible matchup, like whether it's Goldberg, whether it's an Edge, like something like that, I think would be really dope. But yeah, you know, that's in Dallas. That's a few months from now. And we're excited about that. We just did the on sale for tickets in Dallas at AT&T Center. But right now, I'm just kind of the focus is Roman.
You got anything else? I'll let you finish this.
You let me. Oh, yeah. What? Is this my moment?
This
now,
is your moment. You want to be a manager. You're on the fucking.
Oh, this is my moment.
This is it. Yes, this is your moment.
All right. Well, boom. You know what I mean? I know it's a bit far away, but one of my favorite events are the Royal Rumble. If you're obviously, hopefully, you're not going to be in that. You know what I mean? You're going to be the champion. If you could choose anyone to win the Royal Rumble currently, like on the main roster, who would it be?
Ooh, that is a great question. I feel like the lazy answers would be a New Day member. I'd say either Kofi or Woods. So I'll go with someone who's not that. You know what? Let's give Cesaro should win the Rumble.
Yeah.
Cesaro is so damn good at what he does in the ring. I'd love to see Cesaro get hot again. When he was like, when he was with Paul Heyman, like that era, the swing era, yeah. That, you know, and he's still so damn good, but people were so behind him then. And he's a guy who's deserving of that. So I'd love to see him get some great, much deserved momentum.
No, definitely. He even had his moment recently when he came up against Roman and in the Elimination Chamber and that, like he had a bit of a buzz. Like we thought, well, I thought, you know what I mean? He was going to do, but yeah, we move with that. But like, yeah, hopefully. But all in all, I've got one more question.
Okay, I figured you did.
Like, nah, you know what I mean, Biggie? My guy, you know, this is my guy. I don't want this to be the, I don't want this to be the end of the road like Boyz II Men, yeah? So, yeah, what? Can you follow me back on social media, Black?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Okay. All right. Just shoot your fucking shot. Shoot your shot. Fine. Shoot or shoot.
I came all the way to the US of A to shoot my shot.
I didn't think you came all the way here. Okay, whatever.
I'm playing. Nah, this has been immense. This has been immense, man. Thank you for your time, Biggie. Like, we appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you both, for real.
I mean, is that a cashmere sweater that you're wearing?
This one is, I do have a cashmere I wore yesterday. It's very comfortable. And as a Seinfeld fan, there's a bit about cashmere and Seinfeld that connected me. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. And, but yes.
Actually, no, one more question.
Good God.
I always wanted to ask. Just the last one.
All right, fine. This is proper. Yeah.
So, you know that apron, two. So the apron splash and the spear, which through the ropes. Mm. Which one hurts more on your body?
That's a good question.
Oh, the apron splash is a delight for me. My opponent is going to take all of it.
But what about when you miss? Ropes,
missing it? Yeah, it doesn't feel great. But that's, at least I know, I feel like that's more easily controlled. The suicide spear or the spear through the ropes, that one is a little bit, I'm always fine. Everyone's always worried about me and telling me to stop doing it and you're going to break your neck. I'm fine on it, but it's a little unpredictable because you never know exactly how you're going to land. So that one is a little scarier. I guess that's a little more dangerous, I guess. Yeah.
Have you got any new moves that you're going to introduce? You're a big WWE champion now, you know what I mean? Like, you got any new moves you're going to introduce?
I mean, I might be working on some, but I just can't be giving that out all willy-nilly. We'll see.
Say no more. You're my guy anyway. Like, you said he's going to follow me back, but even though he never said anything, I know he will.
Yeah, well, I just laughed. I guess you wouldn't hold me to it.
In this interview, you have asked him for a picture. You've asked him to be his manager. You've asked him to follow back.
I never asked for a photo, but I'll take
it. I think you did at the very beginning. Doesn't matter. Anyway, this Sunday, he and I will both be in the building because we won't miss Survivor Series in Barclays Center. It'll be headlined by the WWE Champion Big E against the WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns. It will be incredible. It's on Peacock Sunday night. Big E, always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having you. And it was a pleasure to have you here as well. That's your guy.
No, of course, bro. Anytime. Listen, when Big E comes into the building, I'm flying out.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm coming in.
I got you. I got you.
I have to see. It's my G, you know.
That's your guy.
Just know, my guy,
That's my guy.
All right. That was wrestling.